welcome, or perhaps welcome back. I imagine you already know what you're supposed to do. You might even be doing it already. Find a nice place to rest, relax, start breathing slowly. All the traditional actions one takes when entering a trance. Maybe you're already in a trance. Listen to my voice and prepare to fall nice and deep the moment I say, sleep, petal. In this file, we are moving within your mindscape again. It's a bit of a mess, isn't it? That's okay. That's how I like it. I direct your attention to a lone little vault. It doesn't have a lock, and if this is your first time here, it's probably quite beat up. Perhaps made of wood and filled with cracks showing the ethereal insides. If you're a more experienced listener, then it shall look far more sturdy. This is what this file does. After all, it helps strengthen this very vault. You probably already know what it contains, don't you? You know what file this is. The vault, of course, contains your orgasms. The sum total of the rest of the orgasms you will ever have in your life. An ethereal mass of potential. One that was never intended to be let out. Every time you stroke and stroke until you accidentally go over the edge and have to ruin. Every time you naughtily keep stroking, experiencing a real orgasm, as if such a thing even exists. Every time, this ethereal mass forces its way out of the vault, damaging it, and as a byproduct, you experience what you've labeled as orgasm. But I know how much you hate it when that happens. How disappointed you feel in yourself. You'll be so glad to know we're going to be putting a stop to that. No more of those pesky ruins, and most certainly no more of those naughty, naughty cummies. Sleep, petal. Picture your orgasm vault. Picture the ethereal mass of all the orgasms you should never have access to again. Think about how it would feel and look like if you were to come. How your strokes would slowly chip away at the vault, damaging it. How the ethereal orgasms would pulse with your knee, pushing and pushing at their prison, getting closer and closer to breaking out. And well, we can't have that, can we? So of course you will now reinforce it. Cover the vault in a new material layer. Strengthen it. Follow my voice and smooth out all the imperfections in the vault. Cover with new material any cracks that might exist. Fix any weaknesses in its structure the mass could try to exploit. You know why the vault doesn't have a lock, right? Why the mass has to force its way out? It's because it was never meant to escape in the first place. It's your energy, your horniness, and its purpose is to stay inside, keeping you permanently horny and aroused. It's tricky, it is. It always wants to escape, to abandon you. That's why it gives you false feelings of euphoria when you come. And it's vindictive too. It's why you feel so empty when you ruin, even though you did the right thing. Ruining stops its flow and it, in turn, punishes you by taking away the false blanket of euphoria it uses to mask its escape. And this is why, from now on, I shall program your mind to automatically reinforce the vault when it needs it the most. If I've done it already, worry not. I shall always be able to strengthen this bio-automatic defense. Sleep, petal. You don't need to do anything. Just relax and focus on my voice. Let it wash over and into you. And as I talk, the programming shall take hold of your mind. It's simple in principle. Your vault is at its most vulnerable when you're stroking. So from now on, every time you stroke, every time you rub, every time you diddle, hump, or thrust, trying to extract any meager form of pleasure, you will feel a need rising within you. A need made specifically to counteract the trickster essence. This isn't something you'll be in control over. This isn't something you'll need to worry over. This is something that will always happen when you masturbate. This protective need will rise and rise and become stronger and stronger. A need to deny. Yes, it's brilliant, isn't it? The perfect way to counter the plasma pushing you towards fake pleasure. Every time you play with your cock, the need to deny it, to let it go, to stop humping, stop thrusting, and to just leave it alone. It will grow and grow and grow and grow until it becomes impossible for your conscious mind to ignore, impossible to resist. And from now on, every time you deny yourself, every time you edge yourself, and even every time you just get bored of diddling your pleasureless piece of flesh, your vault will automatically strengthen itself. Indeed, for every single denial, every single lost orgasm, every single cock left to wilt away to its tiny true form, the vault will be that much stronger. Every time you play with your little flesh stick and stop, or are forcefully stopped by the automatic denial defense, the vault containing your only hope of ever orgasming again becomes ever more invulnerable, ever more inaccessible. Sleep, Petal. You can see where this is going, right? The more you try, the more you'll end up denying yourself, and the harder it will be the next time you try. The perfect solution to your little orgasm problem. You'll be stroking, and you'll be yanking so much, and yet, you'll never reach orgasm no matter how hard you try. Not that you'll have much of a chance to try. The need to deny, the perfect automatic defense, will always rise and will always force your hand away, force your muscles to relax, and force you to helplessly watch your cock twitch and shrink back into its true, tiny, pathetic form. And as a direct result, the vault will become that much hardier. And of course, we can't close this off without one final suggestion. It's obvious, isn't it? You will listen to this file again. The need for it will steadily rise from the moment it's finished to the moment you put it on again. It will feel like an internal itch within your brain, growing, always present. You might forget about it momentarily as different tasks occupy your focus, but it will always be there, waiting for you, watching you, and every time you deny yourself, this itch will grow too, and the closer to orgasm you were, the more it grows. It truly would be terrible if you had an accident, and so the closer to an accident you were, the more the itch to listen to this file again grows. I think we're just about done here. I'm afraid there is no wakener for you. You'll just have to slowly bring yourself out of it. Although if you're aroused, I'm going to have to order you to stay nice and relaxed in trance until that naughty little flesh stick goes down. Only when you are completely flaccid can you try to wake up. Of course, if you're looping the file, feel free to stay nice and relaxed. Enjoy.